a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on BAM User TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who joins us occasionally on Fridays to basically bring her unique perspective to the discussion. I need to move your mic because you're breathing on it. There
I'm
we go.
Sorry.
There
okay.
we are.
And one of the first thing I want to do, and I was not able to do it the other day, is to wish our George in Texas, I hope he had a wonderful birthday, and I hope this is a great year for him.
I hope it's a great year for all of us, but
yes.
So far it's not shaping up very well. In fact, update on that story about the loss of employer-based health insurance. Apparently, 90% of American workers are going to lose their employer-based health insurance and be forced to buy Obamacare-compliant policies, which are much more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Their deductibles are sky high. It's just another money grab by this government here.
Absolutely.
All right, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I would like to talk about the results of a potential retaliation by Russia to NATO and the West regarding Ukraine. Now, Putin, I think, is one of the sharpest politicians on the scene today. And Mike, I think you would validate, and I'd like to hear your opinions on this, that he is not going to do anything in terms of military intervention.
I don't see him doing that. He knows that's what the United States wants, to move along this confrontation with Russia and China.
But what he can do, oil prices can increase and the delivery of oil can stop. And we would be looking at a huge spike in oil prices, potentially to $150 a barrel.
Higher than that. You see, the situation is, if this sanctions war starts to escalate, and the matter of Ukraine's unpaid Gazprom bill has not been resolved, because the IMF agreed to loan Ukraine some money to make payments on the bill, but they didn't loan them enough.
No.
And that's put the government in Kiev in the position of offering to pay Russia for the gas at the previously discounted rate. And I think this is a calculated move to try and show Russia's being the bad guy. They're being unreasonable. They're using the price of oil as a weapon.
And Russia just said no.
Russia's, they don't have a reason to continue the discount. Discount is a favor, and, you know, there's no guarantee that price is going to be held in the future. But if this really reaches the point where those gas valves get shut off, the reality is that Europe's economy will be crushed. They are very dependent on Russian natural gas. The U.S. government is assuring Europe that they can make up the shortfall. They actually can't.
No.
Even if they impose very strict rationing on the American people, they simply don't have the delivery capability to take these liquefied natural gas ships across the Atlantic in enough volume to prop up all of Europe.
I think that either the shale oil that they're talking about or a release from the strategic reserves, it can't possibly be fast enough and it can't be enough. And everyone who drives, please, when your tank gets half full, you might want to think about refilling it, because those prices could jump higher than a cat's back in the moonlight.
And it's not just prices. There could actually be shutoffs, like we saw back in, I think it was the 70s, when there was this whole making stink face with the Middle East here. If you have a property that has, like, an outdoor shed or a garage, you might want to think about purchasing some gasoline cans, proper gasoline cans with a sealing lid.
That are safe.
Yeah, don't just get a bucket and put gasoline in there and save it.
Bad idea.
We saw some homes get burned up in Southern California during the gas panic back then.
Mm-hmm.
But it might not be a bad idea to have, you know, just a little bit of extra so you can fill your car if all of a sudden you get up and the corporate media says, we're sorry, gas rationing is in place and the gas stations are closed for those with even-numbered license plates today.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might want to have a little bit on hand for that.
And the other thing I'd like to talk about in the wake of Merkel getting her arm broken to come over here and appear with Obama, I felt sorry for that gal. I really did. We know some people who are German nationals and have a lot of respect for her. But at the same time that little press conference was going on, no one less than the EU commissioner warned that, quote-unquote, any sensible person should oppose further Russian sanctions. Oh, Obama is not going to be happy about that particular statement.
Well, this is the scary part about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a sanctions war with Russia is going to go far worse for Europe and the United States than it is for Russia. Russia has a solid economy. They're very self-reliant internally.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned before, there are 6,000 companies in Germany doing business with Russian counterparts that were driven out of business. Germany, even more so than the rest of Europe, is dependent on that natural gas. And we have these war hawks who are so hungry to escalate World War III into conflict with Russia and China are willing to risk crushing Europe and the United States economy to get what they want here. And that's how dangerously psychotic these people are, all for an argument over just whose brand of paper and ink the world will use for the next 100 years.
Yeah, it's nasty. And apparently the Ukraine's quote-unquote anti-terrorist operation has turned deadly in Odessa.
It has. We've just put up some more videos. Apparently pro-autonomy activists are being set on fire alive, and the videos are just pouring out of there of these atrocities. And this is going to be a political disaster for the junta in Kiev, because, again, it's one, when you're using military force against your own people, that's viewed as a bad thing. It was certainly the excuse the United States used to go into Syria. But now we have the junta in Kiev encouraged by the IMF. Remember, the IMF said, we'll loan you this money only if you crush the independence movement in the East. And the junta in Kiev snapped a salute and said, yes, sir, whatever you say, Mr. Banker, sir. And they send in the tanks and the helicopters and the airplanes. They've lost 3 helicopters so far. And now we see their supporters carrying out acts of outright terror, burning people alive for daring to refuse to obey the unelected government in Kiev. And this is going to backflash in the court of world opinion. And the junta in Kiev is not going to be seen as legitimate. And the U.S. government, which supported the junta in Kiev, is not going to be seen as legitimate either.
And it looks to me like whoever is the current head of the IMF, I believe it's still Christine Lagarde?
I think so, yes.
That woman needs to be very gently arrested and brought to the criminal court at The Hague for war crimes.
Well, she's already been accused of all kinds of financial fraud, but nobody touches the bankers. We can't arrest the bankers. They're holy people. They're above the law.
They're doing God's work.
That's right.
Right.
They're doing God's work here. And we've got Alan Greenspan literally on videotape saying, no, the Federal Reserve answers to no federal government authority. We're above all of that stuff here.
Yeah. But in a just world, she would be very gently and peacefully escorted to the World Criminal Court at The Hague and brought up on crimes against humanity.
That's absolutely true. And the reason I keep going back to the story about the IMF literally instructing the civilian government of Ukraine to use military force against their own people underscores my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. And apparently, I'm getting email from readers saying that posts to Reddit and to Facebook that link to the video and article are being blocked. So apparently the bankers are absolutely terrified that the people of planet Earth are beginning to see that link between the money junkies and these wars in which our children are killed and crippled.
And I have to wonder, Charlie Rangel, very interesting representative from New York, has put into motion consideration of revising the draft. And I'm wondering, Michael, how long that's actually going to take before it passes. Because this time, to those of you who have military age young men or young women, they're not only going to come after your sons, they're coming after your daughters this time as well.
Now, this draft bill has been sitting in committee
almost
all the way back to 9/11. All they're looking for is some event that will trick the American people into saying, yes, we need a draft now, and it'll go to the floor and it'll pass lightning fast. Now, a reminder, a military draft is a violation of the 13th Amendment prohibition against involuntary servitude, mm-hmm. but this government's going to do it anyway. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're continuing to get reports from on the ground in eastern Ukraine and especially around Odessa, where apparently some of the pro-Kiev, pro-banker people literally set fire to a trade union building full of people. And this kind of activity is going to destroy the legitimacy of Kiev's entire campaign to suppress the independence movement. The world is definitely not going to see this as any kind of a legitimate action by a legitimate government. This is going to end really, really bad. What is the next thing you wanted to talk about?
Michael, I'd like to ask on that last issue you mentioned, how many died?
We don't have a number. They're saying just dozens.
Oh, man.
And apparently the fire was set in the lower floors and burned upward, and so people were basically having to jump off the top of the building.
Oh, my Lord.
And again, these kind of actions, this is going to destroy the entire argument for the junta in Kiev and the U.S. government in the eyes of the world right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting a message from our control room that an off-air caller said they tried to post Banker Wars on one of their social media and it was taken down after just 3 minutes' time. They are afraid. Of that article. They're afraid of that video. They are absolutely terrified. After having played this scam on the people of planet Earth for all these centuries, that the people of planet Earth are now beginning to see the link between the money junkie bankers and all these wars we are always in. It's always about wealth for the bankers, and your kids pay the price in blood.
Yes.
All right.
There's been another development. Russia is calling for an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council over the operations in the Ukraine. And the spokesman said, the Russian spokesman said that the meeting would begin after a closed-door meeting of the UN Security Council dedicated to the council's schedule for 2nd or 3rd of May. And I would like to hope that there is going to be some positive movement. You don't think so, though?
No, I don't, because whatever the United States proposes, Russia will veto. And whatever Russia proposes, the United States will veto.
Mm-hmm.
This is all for show. But as I mentioned earlier in the program, Putin is trying to play the diplomatic game by the rules as a way to underscore for the world to perceive that the United States isn't playing by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And despite all of the U.S. corporate media's attempt to say this is all Russia's fault and the Russians are the bad guys here, we all understand that this began when the former elected leadership of Ukraine, Yanukovych, decided he did not want to enslave the Ukrainian people to the European Central Bank, and he decided to accept an offer put forward by Russia. It was a better deal for himself and his people. Well, you can't do that. And it's at that point that all these agent provocateurs and foreign nationals and these front groups for U.S. foreign policy like Canvas and USAID poured into Kiev, started all the riots, forced the elected government from power, and put in this junta, which is now committing war crimes and acts of terror against the Ukrainian people.
Yeah.
And that's really what started this all. The U.S. government has a bad habit of covertly overthrowing other people's nations, and they've been doing it on a steady basis ever since the end of World War II, and now the world sees that as well. And this boneheaded situation of the IMF telling the junta in Kiev, you will get your money only after you've put down the independence movement, broadcast to the world that, yes, these wars are orchestrated by the bankers. Bankers love war. It's not their kids who are going to get killed.
No.
And bankers don't even care which side wins or loses because they make money off of both sides. They loan money to both sides to fight the war. Then they loan both sides more money to rebuild from the war. And when this scam is over, the ordinary people have kind of sort of what they had before, except the graveyards are a lot bigger, and they're back on the hook to the bankers for another 100 years. The bankers have played this stunt on us twice now. They're going for the third time. And you need to remember, and it says it right here on my T-shirt, prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war.
Absolutely. And Mike, I'd like to ask a speculative question here.
Sure.
Now, theoretically, there will be a Ukrainian election on the 25th of May.
Yes.
What happens if there is an overwhelming majority of votes for a pro-Russian government?
There aren't any candidates. Remember, these candidates did not come up through some kind of a primary.
They're all going to be handpicked then.
That's right. They're all handpicked.
Oh, boy.
And so basically the Ukrainian people are being told you can vote for this pro-banker, pro-European tyrant, or you can vote for this pro-banker, pro-European tyrant. And it doesn't really matter how they vote. They're still going to wind up with a government that is totally enslaved to the European Central Bank and the European Union. And then whoever wins the election will say, look, you voted for me. This is what you wanted. But just as we saw the party machine keep Ron Paul out of the running in 2008 and 2012, this election in Ukraine is a complete fraud, because the only candidates being allowed to run are all basically in the pocket of the private central bankers.
Yeah, and we, of course, here in the United States understand that very well, because we are in exactly the same position.
We've been in the same position for 100 years, ever since the creation of the Federal Reserve.
And you can vote, and you can vote, and you can vote, but nothing changes for we the people, because the ugly reality is every single politician in Washington is owned by the corporations that fund their election cycles.
And the Supreme Court just took off all the limits on that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you something we're going to have in the blueprint for the new America, and that is that all elections in the country will have an additional item on that ballot.
None of the above. Yes.
And it will be binding.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't give us the candidates that we want, we'll vote none of the above, and that particular government or office shuts down until the next election.
Yep. I agree. It is very, very frustrating to know the degree to which the average hardworking American has become irrelevant to politicians in power.
Well, and that's not just our opinion. There was that study that was done by the two universities that basically said the United States is not a democracy. It is an oligarchy.
Yes.
We're not a capitalist nation any longer.
Nope.
We've descended into outright economic fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Get used to the fact you're living in a dictatorship. And they have pretensions of democracy and fair elections, but it's all an illusion. It's part of the propaganda. It's part of the matrix that you think that your votes actually mean anything.
It's smoke and mirrors.
And meanwhile, of course, they're militarizing the police and teaching them how to be brutal to the American people, because they know they're rapidly approaching the point where the American people are going to stand up and say, hey, we don't want to be part of Washington, D.C. anymore. And just like the Eastern Ukraine broke off, just like Crimea broke off and went their own way, we need to do that here in the United States. We may even see that begin out west over this 10th Amendment public land issue.
Yes.
Because there's been a Western States coalition arguing for independence going all the way back to the 1990s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you can feel the pressure. I mean, even here on Oahu, and Mike and I have been here, what, 16 years going on, 17, I think?
We've been here long enough that I don't remember how long we've been here.
About 17 years.
Yes.
But I have, and Mike, both of us have seen the driving here get just absolutely, completely reckless. I mean, we're very lucky. We're very blessed. I mean, we really haven't had an accident to speak of. But the speeding and left-hand turns, which shouldn't be made, that are really illegal.
There's road rage out
there.
There's road rage out there. I remember that near miss that we had.
Oh, yeah.
We were going out to buy bread for the food program, and we're pulling on to the on-ramp, and somebody pulls into the on-ramp to pass somebody on the right.
Yeah.
And right in front of us, there's a highway construction truck, and it was just, Anyway, listen, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, there's drugs to get you up and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs to get from a doctor and there's drugs to get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the lovely lady Claire, we're going to take a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
I just wanted to point out that just in your show today, through several callers have raised, it's not you, although they've all been on, these topics have been on all, I'm going to synthesize, it's already been on your website. But, you know, in the past we've had how the National Weather Service and the ATF and all these people, Homeland Security, are buying billions of rounds of ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the guy today that... And by the way, we just had just the other day, I think there was something on your side, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it was, about how the government is going to destroy billions of surplus rounds that the Defense Department had. They're buying billions, but they're going to destroy billions as well. They can't just...
Well, the issue is The issue is that the ammunition they're getting ready to destroy isn't properly cataloged and separated out. Now, in the good old days, back when the U.S. government and the American people were kind of buddy-buddy, the U.S. government would have just sold that ammunition as surplus, and you could have just gone down to your gun store and gotten some really cheap ammunition. In fact, for those hobbyists who are into the 50-caliber weapons, like the Barrett, that's the only place they can get the ammunition for it is government surplus. But ever since the government embarked on this path of total dictatorship, understanding that the American people aren't going to go along with that willingly, and as part of the gun grabber agenda, U.S. military ammunition surplus is no longer sold to the public. If they can't sell it to another country, it is destroyed.
Well, that's right. And then we also discussed on, or was discussed in your program today, about the MRAPs, which are now about going on over 3,000 to local law enforcement in Mayberry-type towns. And then you have the fact that you discussed today about how worthless and ridiculous the airport security people, I can't even think of what they're called now.
TSA.
TSA, and how they haven't found anybody, yet they're costing all this stuff, and what they are doing nothing but breaking things, stealing things, and fondling our children. And then we have the Justice Department in Benghazi, and which exists simply the Justice Department has morphed into the legal branch of what the whole government has morphed into, and that is it's simply there to execute the will to impede any investigations against
it's basically theater, this whole system. They're trying to maintain the illusion of three separate equal branches of government, so that we, the American people, will think there's some kind of check and balance out there to what's going on. But especially with some of the recent decisions coming out of the Supreme Court, and I know today they're looking at the issue of the police being able to copy off the memory of your cell phone without a warrant. And I think they'll probably say, yes, it's okay, there's a war on terror. I think the NSA has got the goods on all of our top politicians and judges, and they're actually calling the shots behind the scenes. I think that they did it to Chief Justice Roberts to ram through Obamacare. I think they did it to Merkel to get her to come on
Absolutely.
Over here and stand
no
next
question.
To Obama and scream, Russia bad, we're good, you know, your children have
right.
to go kill them.
Yeah, I want to make one more connection here that I know you talked about Donald Sterling the other day, and following all this, I'm in Los Angeles, and following all this, I'm thinking to myself, well, the government can do exactly what was happening to Donald Sterling, who didn't break any laws and all that, but let's say, for instance, that Sheldon Adelson, heinous guy that he is, he probably should be in jail for a million things. But he's shoveling all this money at the Republicans. So let's say that angers Obama, and he wants a piece of that action. So he sends his NSA goons, and they pour over Adelson's record and come up with I'm sure it could be a myriad of jailable offenses. And go to Adelson and say, look, you know, we don't like you giving this money to Republicans. Not only do we want you to stop that, but we instead of giving them 100, we want you to give us 50. Or we're going to ride you right out of jail, right out of town.
It's a shakedown.
Adelson has committed a lot of crimes. He's currently under investigation in China. In fact, I think they've charged him. They just can't get their hands on him. For basically bribing Chinese government officials. And the government of China takes a much darker view of that kind of behavior than our current U.S. regime. Adelson is talking about having to leave the United States because the legal mess that he's in is closing in, and he doesn't have enough money to buy his way out of it. But it's not just Adelson, and it's not just the current politicians. These kind of shakedowns happen all the time. Look at what they tried to do in New Jersey over that lane closure thing.
Yeah.
You know, these politicians love to they love to play dirty. In fact, playing dirty is what gives them power and advantage over you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that power really is the willingness and ability to do things that you're not allowed to do. We're all taught don't lie. Politicians lie all the time. We're all taught don't steal. Government steals all the time. We're taught do not kill. Government kills all the time. That's their advantage. They can do things that you won't. It's completely out of control. Shakedown, corruption, all of this stuff going on.
Michael, I just to corroborate what you said, my wife, who is a local government worker and watches MSNBC all the time, we go round and round about this. But But MSNBC has been covering that traffic jam in New Jersey that Christie probably was responsible for, but they ignore Benghazi and the IRS and the NDAA and assassinations and Fast and Furious and on and on and IRS. They ignore it all, but they're still talking about that lane closure in New Jersey. It drives me nuts.
It's a hatchet job. It's a hatchet job. And just the other day, MSNBC was out there trying to say, you know, support the White House position on Benghazi. There's no smoking gun. They were talking about the anti-Muslim movie, which, by the way, never existed.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a hatchet job for political purposes. And you're right, MSNBC is not reporting on the important stories, which probably is one of the reasons why MSNBC's ratings are at a seven-year low. Meanwhile, our numbers continue to climb. Here at whatreallyhappened.com and Republic Broadcasting, and it is absolutely absurd. Peter, going to let you go. We're coming up short on time. Claire's got a couple more things that we need to talk about. And before we do, I got a really wonderful comment from Craig in our control room regarding the possibility that the Supreme Court may rule that it's perfectly legal for the police to copy off the contents of your portable electronic devices, smartphones, tablets, whatever, without a warrant, even though it's a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Oh boy.
You know, and the police are walking around saying, Fourth Amendment? I don't need no stinking Fourth Amendment. And Craig is saying what you ought to do is make sure there's a really nasty virus living on your cell phone. So when they copy off the memory and load it into their computer, it'll take down their entire system.
Ouch.
You know?
Oh, dear.
All righty. So, Claire, you had a comment that you what was your next topic?
My next comment was about the economy and what we're being fed and what we are being told is really going on when what is happening is the polar opposite. Well, it has been put all over the non-news outlets today that unemployment is just 6.3%. Wow, is the economy really growing?
Oh, by the November elections, we'll have full employment at this rate.
But the devil is in the details. The drop in the unemployment rate from March's 6.7 came as the agency's survey of households showed that the labor force shrank by more than 800,000 in April. Hello?
That's right. These are people who've simply quit looking for work because there's none out there.
Yeah.
But the government doesn't include those to come up with the unemployment rate. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, CBS News is saying we have about 92 million Americans who are available for work, want to work, willing to work, and cannot find a job.
Yep.
And they've quit looking, which is why the government doesn't pay any attention to them, because they need that nice little 6% number going into the November elections. But that's 92 million Americans who would like to have a job and can't find one. Now, I went over to the official U.S. government labor statistics website. Mm-hmm. I linked it to the front page of What Really Happened. And obviously, there are portions of our population who are not available for work, the retirees, young children. And I took the number of Americans that are available for the labor force, the total number. And when you take that number and realize 92 million of them are not working, the real unemployment rate in the United States of America is 59%.
That is ugly.
That is what they don't want you to think about. Pay no attention to the massive unemployment. We've got to go bash on Russia and China. Nothing will distract the American people faster than a really good war. And by the way, the stock markets did not have their traditional Friday happy ending, despite all the massaging from the plunge protection team.
What did it wind up as?
It's not jump out of the window down. It's just significant that all three markets ended in the red. Mm-hmm. And I think American investors, and there really are very few real Americans still in the market. Mostly it's a battle between the high-frequency traders.
Yeah.
But it looks like things are starting to kind of deteriorate over there. Mm-hmm. We have to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And for the last segment, Claire wanted to talk about preparation. And what we mean by that, we know a lot of people are doing emergency preparedness. Sometimes the government media make fun of the preppers. But the reality is, if this situation continues to escalate out of control over in the Ukraine, we're talking about a U.S. government that is already committing to taking resources away from you, like oil, petroleum, natural gas, to try and prop Europe up. Mm-hmm. As they head into this, and we could very easily see major disruptions in food, water, medicine brought about by the war. Remember, if you remember the history of World War II in the United States, there were all kinds of shortages, there were rationing books, and so, Claire, what are your specific issues you want to talk to people about today?
I'd like everyone listening to do some due diligence on their own about emergency kits, medical kits, homeopathic medical kits. You can find a lot of this information on the net or in books if you're not on the net, but I'm betting that most of you are who are listening. Make sure that you have it at hand. Make sure that you have extra medications for yourself and your family and your pets. And if your doctors are asking you, why the heck, you can look straight in their eyes and tell them, if there is any kind of a disruption, the benefit that I get or that my family gets or that our pets get from this medication will be totally stopped. And, yeah.
Now, keep in mind that for many prescription medications, and in fact, even over-the-counter medications, there's a finite shelf life.
Yeah.
And so what you want to do is, and you can also do this for your food, so you don't let them go past the X date and waste them.
Right.
You have your emergency stash. When you buy your regularly scheduled medication or food, you put it at the back of the shelf and then pull the one at the front of the shelf off to you. So you're always cycling your groceries and medicine.
You're rotating.
You're rotating it through, and that way you don't get into a situation where the emergency happens and you go and you look at your food supplies and you realize most of them are past the X date. Now, for some products, that's not an issue, but for like canned meat, canned dairy, if it's past the X date, it's probably not safe to eat. So prepping isn't just buying a bunch of stuff and shoving it in the closet. It really is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
To make sure that whatever you've got stockpiled for your emergency is up to date, it's fresh, it's effective. You know, batteries have a shelf life. Your prescription medicines have a shelf life. If you wear very strong prescription eyeglasses, you may want to buy a second set of those to have for the prep kit, because however this situation in Ukraine transpires, if it goes to a real shooting war or if it goes to an economic war, there are going to be problems here in the United States of America, because our government and Wall Street are perfectly willing to impose major hardship and starvation on the American people so they can go on playing their little game of Risk over there in Europe.
And there's another thing that's really critical for all of those who have children in school. You need to develop with them a program that you can where you can communicate. You also need to find out what the school's lockdown program is. Because, I mean, back in the day, when I was going to school, even through college, lockdown was a term that you never heard. But you have to be very careful to understand exactly what the school's policy is and if they're going to let your child be released under your care.
I mean, right now, in our current regime, parents cannot walk onto the school campus to get their own kids. They can be charged with trespassing. I remember our friends we were talking about in Germany, when they were still living here in Hawaii, and there was an issue of being able to pick up their youngest child, and they asked if I could do it for them. But we had to go through this whole identification procedure where the school literally issued me an ID card that said, this guy is authorized to pick up this small child.
Yeah.
And it is a little bit overboard. But just in general, you want to discuss ahead of time before you need it simple things like, if we're separated and something bad happens, where do we all agree to meet?
Right.
And it's not just in a disaster. If you go to someplace like Disneyland, okay, and this was in the era before cell phones were available. And we'd go into Disneyland. This is before the body cavity searches were required. And the first thing we'd say is, okay, if we get separated, we meet at the next half hour at, and we designate a landmark. So if we did get separated in the crowds and everything, we knew where to meet. We wouldn't spend the entire day trying to find each other. Just common sense things like that. But you need to be thinking about these things ahead of time, because it's very obvious to me that the money junkies are pushing as hard as they can to start war with Russia, war with China. This crackdown in eastern Ukraine is already turning into a public relations disaster. The American people don't want war with Russia and China. And at this point, I'd say it's pretty much a given. They're going to try some kind of a false flag to get this thing going. And once they get it going, they're going to move as fast as they can to harden their control, silence dissent, and there are going to be serious economic and supply hardships here in the United States of America. So please, please, please be very prepared to deal with that. Be prepared to take care of yourself and your loved ones for at least a month.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yes, definitely. And also do everything you can right now. I know it's hard. It's very hard for us to de-stress. as Michael laughs hysterically, you know. And because we have
I think after the show, I'll just sort of relax by holding up a couple of convenience stores or something. You know.
No, dear, I'm sorry about that, but you have sushi to buy for company tonight.
Oh, you never let me have any fun.
I know. I'm such a witch.
I also have to do the bread run for the food program over at the... It's going to be a busy afternoon.
Yes, it will be.
All righty. Well, listen, we've only got a few minutes left here. These are very dark and challenging times. Americans are confronting the reality that they have lost control of the United States government.
Yep.
And the United States government has basically assumed the attitude that we are simply their property to be used at their discretion for wars, for whatever. We have seen over the years all of these so-called FEMA emergency orders issued by president after president after president, which says, in the event of an emergency, the president is God, and you will do what he says. And we're talking about all these FEMA actions that allow the government to seize your physical wealth, including your silver and your gold, the money in your bank account, to basically commandeer your property and your vehicles, to literally take you and ship you to some other part of the country, put you in a work camp. The so-called legal framework is in place to just bring about iron-fisted control by the federal government of the American people. Now, I say so-called because all of this stuff violates the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And the rationale by the government is there's a state of emergency. We have to suspend the Bill of Rights because there's an emergency, even if it's one they have created themselves. And especially with this PR disaster going on in Odessa right now, the next logical step for this government is to take some of these hired mercenaries. And by the way, we just posted a video of an Italian mercenary who was caught on the ground there. So this is all being done by foreign players coming on in and stirring up trouble. And all the government needs to do is take some of these foreign mercenaries, put them in Russian uniforms, have them commit some kind of an atrocity in front of the corporate media cameras, and they're going to have their entire justification for going to war. And it will be just as big a lie as Hitler's attack on the Gliwice radio station, or the burning of the Reichstag fire, or torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, 9/11.
Yep. I mean, at this point in our country's history, I don't expect anything from the government except to be lied to. I don't expect anything from the corporate media but to be lied to further the agenda of the government and the corporations.
Okay, one more thing because we're almost at the end of the show here.
Yeah.
I need all of you to start spreading the word about what's going on to your friends and neighbors through your email. We're getting more and more reports that posts to Facebook and Reddit are now being filtered to protect the bankers and the government lies. Mm-hmm. But you need to get out there and talk to people who know something's gone wrong but they're not really sure, and you need to start educating them. Because we're at a crossroads. We're talking literally about the future of the United States of America as we've known it, and literally the future of the world. If they get this world war really going, inevitably it will go nuclear. Because the United States doesn't have the manufacturing and the manpower and the money to prevail in a conventional war against Russia or China.
Absolutely not.
All right, there's the music. Claire and I have to go out and feed the hungry around Oahu, and we will be back Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So do me another favor, go over to Republic Broadcasting. There's a little donate button up there at the top, and you need to hit it because we need your support. We are not funded by TV networks or corporate media or Monsanto or General Electric. They don't even return our phone calls anymore. We rely on our advertisers and on you, and we always do need your help. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.